Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, April the 10th, 2026, 14 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And we got a message, by the way, I'm not going to say from who, but somebody who certainly knows something about government, who said that the sheriff is absolutely political like that in regard to the Jason Schaber comment. So there you go. And I'm glad to have that person out there listening. Okay, Matt, you want to talk about the water for a minute, and then we're going to get to the 86th District breaking news endorsement.
Talk about the water.
Didn't you have something else you wanted to say about the water? No?
No.
I bet you read something during the break and wanted to... Am I missing that? Maybe I'm out to lunch. I thought you wanted to say something.
Well, no, I mean, I just read the thing that Naomi had sent. I guess in June of 2015, the EPA expert Miguel De Toro wrote a memo warning that Michigan was not using the required corrosion control, causing high lead levels, but his warnings were dismissed by EPA regional officials. So EPA Region 5 Administrator Susan Heidman was aware of high lead levels in 2015, but did not inform the public.
Okay, so basically, again, what we're learning is that the EPA did know what was going on and had told people. They just didn't act on it.
Yeah, well, the EPA told...
In Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, the EPA told, like, the regional office in Flint, or, you know, wherever Region 5 is, and I guess Region 5 didn't inform the public.
Okay, so now on to the local news. As we head into the May 5th Cinco de Mayo primary in the 86th District... The current 86th district office holder, termed out, Tracy Richardson, has made her endorsement. Let's hear that endorsement again.
Oh, I got to pull it up. Wasn't ready. All right, here we go. The closer I get to primary, this is Tracy Richardson, current 86th state rep, or 86th district state rep. The closer I get to the primary on May 5th, the more individuals continue to ask me about my Republican recommendation. Like all of you, I have to choose between three candidates. My choice is Ben Weber. In a very thoughtful way, I've considered character, education, work experience at the State House, life experience, history of arrests, pro-life support, pro-Second Amendment position, business support, and numerous other issues including property taxes, data centers, and support for agriculture. My decision is based upon carefully studying and observing the candidates to the best of my ability, as well as spending time with them. I feel an obligation to share my considerations since I truly care about who will carry the torch of service after me. One of the greatest things about being an American is that we have the freedom to choose who represents us in our constitutional republic. Please remember to exercise your American right to vote. Early. And I figure that there's something cropped there because there's no period, but feel free to, please remember to exercise your American right to vote.
Well.
And I would assume that it says something about early voting.
I think it's very interesting because most endorsements that I have heard do not have history of arrests as part of those endorsements.
I don't think it was necessary.
No, probably not.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if that was something that she took into consideration.
And this was a fire.
Because, you know, she even says in many other things. So, I mean, I feel like the history of arrest should have probably fallen under the many other things. But, you know, I didn't write it, so.
Well, there you go. So, and allegedly, let's be fair, allegedly... This was a shot at Weslin, is my understanding?
I guess, yeah. But, I mean, I haven't looked into that, so I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what the woman's police record is.
Yep.
But, you know, that's kind of a low shot. But, okay, here's the problem. If thou shall giveth, thou have to taketh. And this has been kind of a nasty race. So I wouldn't do it. I wish it was a little more above the barrel than that, but you can't say nasty things about people and expect them not to fire one back at you if your closet is not clean. So, okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, I generally...
Maybe she's talking about Stephen Wolf. I don't know.
Yeah, I tend to think that's true. I mean,
By the way, we obviously know that Weslin has some close contacts who listen to this program, and maybe Weslin herself listens to the program. I know she does from time to time. Weslin, if you'd like to call in and respond to this, feel free. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. As I've always said, you'll be fairly treated. I mean, we are the advocate for the voting audience. And if you want to respond to Tracy Richardson's endorsement, feel free to do so. 740-383-9944. See, I would send her a private message, but I believe that this would probably end up on some other posting somewhere.
Probably.
See, and here's the problem. It broke the trust of the off-the-record conversation. That's what I think is too bad.
Well, I mean, yeah. No, that's no good.
But just to be clear, so they can't say I'm not making the offer, I have invited Ben Weber on to talk about this endorsement. Weslin, you're invited. And Stephen Wolf, you're invited as well. There it is. On the record. 740-383-9944, but I think it's significant. So do you think that puts Ben over the top?
I mean, there's a fair chance. I mean, you know, I think Ben does have the signs over Weslin at this point. I haven't seen a Stephen Wolf sign anywhere. Tracy is kind of pop. I mean, she's, I don't know how popular, but I mean, Tracy certainly got her group. I mean, you know.
Well, she beat Weslin pretty substantially in the last primary.
So, I mean, I think that, you know, I think that Tracy's word probably, or Tracy's endorsement probably does carry some weight in the 86th district.
You know, and this is why I think you don't want to make enemies of everybody.
Well, no, I mean, burning bridges is never a good thing.
No, it seems like a good idea at the time, but probably not. Probably not. And you know, again, here's a Republican, Tracy Richardson, always been very nice to me. And we've had some hard conversations, but always a fine interview.
I've met Tracy Richardson. Yeah, nice lady.
Yeah, she's always been. There's some pictures of us at events. Tracy Richardson.
She was at the Mary Ellen's anniversary party for her.
Yes, yes, she was also at the women's
she
club.
She had a
proclamation.
Yes, proclamation from the state.
She was also at the women's club event. I think she goes to that every year.
Oh,
so there you are.
Yeah,
but in any event, Weslin, Stephen, Ben, you're all welcome to call in to the show that everybody listens to, the number one show in Marion, 740-383-9944. But that's significant in my opinion. When the current office holder who is termed out endorses you. But kind of a cheap shot to say history of arrest. No matter what you think of Weslin, that's not necessarily the best way to go. But again, this hasn't been necessarily the nicest campaign.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, I mean, what goes around comes around. I mean, you can't go saying...
Karma.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go saying things about people and then not expect things to be said about you. Especially if you aren't exactly, I don't know, I guess, if you have, you know, a history.
You know, the DUIs always get you. People should not drink while intoxicated because they would get Ted Kennedy.
I think that's the first thing you had to ask, I can't think of his name. The superintendent.
Oh, that's right, Brian Murphy. It's we had Brian to talk Murphy. About his DUI.
I think the first thing you had to ask him.
That's right. That's right. And he answered it well.
He did. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you do have to answer for these things.
I mean,
maybe you do.
I mean, if nobody asks, I guess you don't got to answer.
I certainly would want to clear that up if that were me. as Brian Murphy did. But,
yeah,
you know, whatever. You can be left up to your own devices, I guess. DUIs matter to people, and I think the reason a DUI matters is because people find that to be very poor judgment.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, you could ask, I mean, 99% of people, and they're going to tell you drinking and driving is a bad idea, you know? I mean, you know it's illegal, first off. Second off, you know that, like, you know, the, like, motor control skills just are not the same. It's not exactly a well-thought-out decision.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I think that's why people fight. And also, there are groups, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. There's a lot of very visceral emotion tied to alcohol and operating a vehicle.
Well, you know, a lot of accidents and things happen.
Right. So, I mean, look what happened to Judge Warner.
Yeah.
All right. Don't want to make that mistake again. You know, so that's a big deal to people. They don't like that. I guess it's also what could happen. And by the way, I don't know that she does have a DUI.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything about that.
Does anybody know this information for sure? 740-383-9944. My ears went up when I heard that endorsement talking about arrest record.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to be talking about in an endorsement. But I guess to each their own. Well, we've talked about Iran. We've talked about city stuff. What are any light issues going on right now? Flowery light issues in the world? Is everything all slash and burn all the time?
Well, I mean, I think right now it kind of is all slash and burn. I'm sure there are soft, you know, soft things somewhere, but, you know. Did you see that? Melania gave a press conference and she basically called for Congress to hold to allow the Epstein victims to give like congressional testimony.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Does she have that kind of power?
I don't know that they'll do it, but she did it. I mean, she gave the press conference. Now I don't know that, you know, I don't know. I can't imagine that it's all that popular a thing. I mean, you know, Trump, well, I mean, it's popular for, I guess, you know, the average person, but, you know, the Trump admin, I guarantee you that, like, Akash Patel, like, jumped up out of his seat when he heard that. So, you know, she's probably catching some backlash right about now.
There seems to be a lot of house cleaning going on in the Trump administration. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Well, I don't know. I think he's trying to somehow salvage his approval rating.
Well,
I don't think that's happening at this point.
Certainly doesn't seem to be. So, okay, let's talk about something fun. Well, we talked about some fun things on the Friday night program last week. Well, by the way, what's coming up on your 10 o'clock show tonight?
Well, I'm going to talk about some politics, as per usual, and then with the time we have left, if any, we're going to talk about the free agency has been going on, so keep talking about that.
I remember we were talking about something as we were going off the air last Friday, and I don't think we got it all in, but we had just started to talk about it. I can't remember what the subject was, though.
I don't remember.
See? Day-to-day, who remembers these things? I'll tell you, Governor Strickland was all ready to go yesterday.
Yes, he was.
He was firing it off. I'll tell you, one thing you can certainly say about Governor Strickland is he does not hold back.
I like Strickland. I have a selfie with Strickland.
Oh, there you go. There you go. He's very opinionated.
Well, that's good. I like opinionated.
Oh, that's a good
people.
Guest. It's a good guest. And Jim Renacci, I thought, was very good yesterday as well.
I do not think I heard you.
And Sherrod Brown made his first appearance this go-around on this program.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that.
Yep. They're all here.
I do remember hearing, Governor Strickland, though.
Who hasn't been here? I think they've all been here now. They all eventually roll on in at one point or another.
Well, that's good.
It is good. And I think they get the fair interview, which I think is important. So, what do you think Weren't we talking about friendship or something? I'm trying to think of it now. I don't know. I think friendship is lacking in society now. People don't deal well with criticism. We've talked about this before, but I'm telling you, people don't deal well with constructive criticism.
Well, I don't think people... I think people have a hard time distinguishing constructive criticism from criticism.
So, yeah, but you know, people just get all...
And even then, like, criticism... I mean, unless it's just like... I mean, there's you know, sometimes unwarranted criticism. But, like, I mean, criticism... I mean, even if it's not designed to be constructive, I mean, they're telling you what they don't like. It's to some extent, inherently constructive.
Well, like I said, over the years, people have gotten in a snit with me. They've gotten a little snarky because I've said things about things that they have done or things that they have... I've critiqued their work. They don't like this. But I don't understand why that's so bad. I'm not always right. My critique might be wrong, but boy, they take it personally.
Well, I mean, a lot of the things that are critiqued are like, you know, personal. Like, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just how you would handle it.
Right, and why do you have to message somebody first on Facebook? I've had that one, too. That you have to, you know, they'll say, why haven't you messaged me? Because I'll say something like, haven't heard from you in a while, and they'll respond and go, well, you haven't messaged me.
I don't know. I mean, I don't message people on Facebook.
Oh, that's what we were talking about last Friday. Flowery Facebook posts about people's lives. I guess love life.
They're fake.
They're fake. And we know that they're fake, but people still manage to put them up there.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many people actually realize they're fake, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, they put them up. I think they know that they're fake.
Well, no. I mean, like, observers.
I don't know. Do you think they're... Well, they have to know they're fake.
Like, I don't know. A lot of the time, I don't know. Just a lot of the times when I see, like, posts and it's like, you know, I don't know, an anniversary post or, you know, I don't know, a post talking about how much you love somebody. Like, you know, I don't know. I figure you would just tell that person how much you love them. I think that if you got to make a big, big public post about how much you love somebody, you're probably on the outskirts right
fake.
About now.
We know it's fake. We know it's fake. And I look at some of these pictures of people, like family photos. You know, Easter just passed. There were a lot of those family photos up on Easter. And I look at those and I think, you know, I mean, that's nice that you got together.
Every time they take a picture of me at a family gathering, I close my eyes and raise my eyebrows.
Because you don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like pictures.
Do you think it's fake?
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, do they, like, plan that thing out?
Oh, well, no. Well, I mean, if we have a group photo, I guess, I mean, that's, you know, has to be planned out. You got to get everybody standing and facing the camera. But, no, like, they just like to take pictures. I think my mom might have got a picture of me and my sister.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we were just talking, and then she, you know, took a picture, and I, you know, the whole... eyes closed, eyebrows raised thing.
Well, we know the history of you and the sister. That's a whole shaky thing to begin with.
No, it's fine now, yeah.
I don't know. Some people are just funny.
Only
but
when
you know,
like, youth.
Do you think that people realize their own foibles in life? I think that's interesting.
I think that people probably realize some of them. I wouldn't think anybody realizes all of them.
I don't know if people... Because remember, I mean, I've had people in here and tried to tell them their foibles in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Well, no, I don't think people like having their issues pointed out.
No, but so when they're big and gaping, I think that people should point them out.
I think if they're big and gaping, you probably know that the problem's there.
Oh, I'm not sure if they do or not.
Really?
They don't. I don't think they do.
You've got to be self-observant to some level.
No. Like I told somebody not too long ago, I said, basically, they have been my project for years. And the project is...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, everybody's got to have a project. And I said, you have been my project to try to figure out what is wrong with you. Because I think there's a problem there, and I want to work you. I want to fix your problems. And they did not like that because they don't believe that those exist.
Problems?
Yes.
Everybody's got problems.
Right, but they don't want to talk about that.
Well, I mean, nobody's perfect, you know.
Right. But, you know, I think that's nice of me, I think, to make them my project.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think if they wanted to be somebody's project, I think they'd probably go to a psychiatrist.
I've suggested that to them.
Hey, by the way, what's the difference between a psychiatrist, a shrink, and a therapist?
I think shrink is slang.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured that much, but it's just...
Therapist doesn't have that kind of doesn't have the higher degree.
Okay.
No. I would say this person probably needs psychology.
So a psychiatrist.
Yeah. But nothing wrong with that. A lot of people need that.
Well, yes. I mean, I think yes. I mean, it's generally beneficial, I would think, to go to psychiatry. I think you learn a lot about yourself.
Do you know how many people have come back and said, I should have listened to you, basically. Go ahead, caller.
Psychiatrists prescribe medication. Psychologists are doctors that do talk therapy. And therapists are social workers that act as counselors.
Hey,
there you go.
I have a question. Now, is this Wesleyan thing verified? Because God knows we don't want to be putting out the false information.
Like, that she had a DUI?
Yeah.
I haven't looked it up, but I don't think Tracy Richardson would be spreading it if it wasn't true.
Did Tracy actually say that she had a DUI?
Well, she said the arrest. Someone told me that it was a DUI, and they were like, I don't know if they're trying to get me to endorse Wesleyan or something. They're like, that's not really that big of a deal. Do you think that's a big deal? I'm like, well, I had one in 2007, but that was 20 years ago, so I'm not one to point a finger at people, but I don't care. I mean, it might matter to some people, but as far as, you know, like, has she redeemed herself? I don't know when it happened. You know what I mean? So, sure, I guess she has. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not voting for her.
What? Why do you...
If you go with the conservative Christian moral value thing, you're not supposed to be out drinking and driving, I don't think.
Yeah, but why is the DUI so touchy with people? Because it's true. When Brian Murphy became the superintendent, that was a big, big, big controversy. And that's the first question I asked him the first time I interviewed him. Was the DUI?
Well, I think that we were led to believe that that was more of a controversy than it was. I mean, yeah, he was in the newspaper in Toledo and stuff, but the guy had done what he was supposed to do and et cetera, which I'm assuming if Wesleyan was picked up for DUI, she paid her fine and did her DUI court jail stuff, you know what I mean? So should that bar her from holding public office? I don't know. There are lots of people get DUIs and hold public office, but if you're going for the person who doesn't have a criminal record, I guess that's, you know, some people, I mean, that matters to them, but then they'll also be the ones that are out drinking Friday night.
Well, here's the problem with that. Here's the problem. I think what it is supposed to refer to is judgment. And that's what these races all come down to, is judgment. I mean, that's what the Jason Schauber, Sheriff Bales kerfluffle.
Yes, and I would like to point out, I always like to point out to people, my DUI was 20 years ago when I was much younger and my judgment was much poorer. I think there would be a difference if I was picked up for it now, being older and wiser. And I'm also not seeking public office.
Right. Well, and I think in this matter, the problem is, normally I would say that Tracy is taking a low shot here by dropping that into her endorsement, because that's not a normal thing that you would mention in an endorsement. But the problem is that this has been so ugly and so name-call-y that, you know, when you give it, you got to take it.
Well, and you got to remember that Wesleyan was her opponent last round. And I think things sort of got ugly then. So this is her bit of payback, possibly.
Well, I remember when Wesleyan was on this show earlier, or last year, whenever it was. I remember her talking about how Tracy...
Now, that was before you tried to blackmail her, right?
Yeah, before that.
Okay.
Because that's how I get all the big guests.
Mm-hmm.
But it was... I remember
what did you possibly have on poor Sam Donaldson?
I know. Think of the blackmail I've got on Sam Donaldson and governors.
My goodness.
Well, you know,
city judges.
Well, you know, it's always interesting to me that I never understood. Listen, that whole thing to me is still I don't. That's far beyond me, because if she's the one who I got to book after this week's guest lineup, or the past, you know, Jesse Jackson, Madeline Albright, I can get them on, but boy, her, I got to put the blackmail to. Here's the thing. And apparently there was information to blackmail her with. I just hadn't stumbled upon it yet. The thing of it is that when you are harsh with people and when you say negative things, you cannot expect them not to fire back on you. And I remember her saying that Tracy did not like her, that Tracy was in bed with Ben Weber, you know, and before that had been found out. So, you know...
Is she in bed with him, or did she just pick the person that she thought to be the best?
Well,
honestly, I don't know. I mean, I honestly.
Well, if you go back and listen to that
person,
like
actually in bed with him, I mean that metaphorically. I don't believe that they're having a relationship as far as that goes.
No. I'm just saying.
Well, we got a disclaimer here, because you know that'll get clipped and turned into. We said that Weslin or that Tracy Richardson and Ben, what's his face, they were having an affair, and that's not what we're saying. We're saying in bed politically.
Right. Well, you know, but again, if you take that route, that's why you get stuff thrown at you. And I think that's the problem here, is when you take the low road, people are going to take the low road with you. And you've got to understand that at some point. And in these political races where you've got to get votes, not all publicity is good publicity.
Valid point on that one. That is a valid point, because this isn't helping her. Her name's getting thrown around, but it's not helping her.
No, and I think it's just, it's been a, you know, Weslin had a chance this time around to come out and not be as, run as negative, I don't know how negative her came, I'm not a good judge of this, but to run a, this is why I'm the best person for the job campaign, and not throw any barbs, and... You know, had she done that, people might have forgiven the last primary she had with Tracy, which by all accounts got very ugly. And I think that's...
See, I didn't pay a lot of attention to that back then, because I just thought Tracy Richardson was guaranteed, which, I mean, she was. What exactly, I mean, if you recall, what was the big hullabaloo back then?
I just remember there were accusations.
There were just...
And I think it got very personal.
What, like inside money? Or, oh, okay.
You know, that. Yeah, I mean, there was some, well, there was some nasty stuff. I mean, as I said recently, I went to the Heritage Hall event, the 20th anniversary of Knighted Heritage Hall, and I was having a conversation with somebody who is a Republican, by the way, who had some very...
You don't know any of those in real life.
I know.
Liberal.
I had a very lengthy and interesting conversation with a Republican there, and they brought up a certain candidate and really went in on some things that they had said. So that's what I say. You know, people should not really... do that, because it is going to come back and hit you. People don't forget.
She went very campish. She went very plant your flag early on. And when she did that, she left no room for other people to join her camp. Does that make sense?
Well, and I think that
she drew her line in the sand very early. And by doing that, it ostracized a lot of people.
Here's a mistake that's made all the time, and I don't know why. Some political candidates are smart about this, and I could run off a list that are smart, but a lot are not smart about this. Okay, if you align yourself with a media outlet that is pro you and favorable, you will get, it'll seem like you're getting a lot of strong support, because it's like preaching to the choir. You're never going to appeal to the independents or the people that you really need to appeal to get you over the top. And that's why you go on media sources that appeal to a wider base. Because then you reach that group. And, I some candidates just never learn that. And it's very unfortunate. And I think the mayor is caught into that. But the mayor just does no media. So...
I think you're referring to echo chambers.
Yes, I mean...
And yes, the mayor does do some media because Columbus was up here and put a microphone in his face and he talked, remember?
Well, yeah, but I think that is, you know, when a lot of people like to see their face on Columbus media. I can't begrudge him that.
Talking about the city going broke.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be something I necessarily want to talk about, but I mean, he, you know, they don't, he doesn't want, you know, on channel 4, 6, or 10, them saying, and the mayor refused to talk to us.
Well, I also, as you've said multiple times, there's a minute, 1 to 3 minutes
one
for that story
minutes.
To happen, and he's not going to be made to look too horrible in 1 to 3 minutes unless he's like, pushing the little old lady down the stairs or something.
Right, so. Right. And I think that's the whole thing. And I think that's why Columbus Media, unfortunately, it's nice to be on there, and it's for those 2 to 3 minutes, you are seen by a lot of people, but it's 2 to 3 minutes. And mm-hmm. and how far does your story really get out? I mean, the thing is, I have
and
asked...
And how long does it live? You know,
well,
it
that's
doesn't
it.
Live long after that.
No, the weird thing is, I will say to people all the time now, I'll say, did you see that on Columbus? Like the story you're referring to, wasn't this recently?
Not long ago.
Yeah. So I asked people about it. They didn't see it. They don't remember
January, February? I don't know. But yeah. I mean, Tom Bosco was up here, too. So,
right,
but yeah.
Right. So these people don't remember it, and it that's the problem.
We've got the sheriff and the prosecutor that can't stay off the Internet, and we've got the mayor that won't say a word. If we could get somewhere in between, wouldn't that be great?
Well, I'll give the sheriff credit. I mean, he does. He's done my show a lot of times, so I give him credit. And
when you say he wasn't partisan, he endorsed Todd Anderson in the last race, and that race had nothing to do with him. He full on went in FOP in his uniform and everything and endorsed
Todd Anderson. Oh, I remember that, but I think he did come on here and try to explain that.
Yeah, tried to say that they weren't friends, even though there's a picture of them in another continent together, and their lives are in bikinis.
At
but,
least
you know, it is what it is.
Well, at least he tried to explain it. I mean, you gotta give him. Well, that's why I would if this DUI thing is indeed true, I would certainly try to explain it.
I mean, I think with what happened with Brian Murphy, it was presented that he tried to hide it, tried to obscure it. And if, you know, that's when I was like, wait a minute, why aren't we being told about this? And then when I looked and saw what it was, okay, the guy did what he was supposed to do, and he hasn't repeated his behavior. We all make mistakes, move on. Yes, that's a very bad judgment call, but he did what he was supposed to do. Now, Loveland should have probably just gotten out in front of this and been like, you know what, stupid mistake, bad decision, these are the steps that I've taken to change my life since then. I hope everyone can forgive me instead of trying to obscure it. Get out in front of it.
Well, you know, I guess. I just, yeah.
Well, now she's got it like less than a month to explain why this is the first we've heard of it.
Right. And I think a lot of this is very tactical. You know,
In two election cycles, think about that. This is the first that we've heard of it.
Well, it's very unfortunate that it's transpired this way, but you know, like I said, she can come on anytime she likes. She's welcome.
Is that a threat?
No, that's an invitation. Kindly invitation.
Are you sure? You're not blackmailing her with something?
Listen.
There's not some silent secret sabotage going on in that comment?
It would be her fifth appearance. It's not, you know, that never gets mentioned. I they just neglect that.
I think you should send her the email and say, come on, Loveland, we all know now. Come on and explain your redemption story. We need to hear it. Because I'm leaning towards Ben Weber. I'll tell you, I wasn't going to vote for anybody, but I'm voting for Ben
Weber. You're leaning toward Ben Weber?
I'm leaning towards Weber.
Uh-oh. Vote in the Weber column from an independent.
Possibly, and I'm going today to vote. We're going today to vote.
Oh, but if you hear from Westland, but you need to hear.
I'm standing over my husband's shoulder to make sure he doesn't vote for Westland. I'm kidding. He can vote for whoever he wants, and I know it's not her. So
Westland, you've got till 1 o'clock to persuade voters, right?
Well, I'm going today to vote. She's not going to be able to persuade me, but she's got a couple weeks to persuade the other people.
There she goes. There, we'll see what happens. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. I don't even know if the story's true.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, I think, you know.
Maybe it's Stephen Weber. Who knows?
Stephen Wolf.
Wolf. Well, Stephen Weber was an actor. I think that's the problem. Stephen Weber, I think, was on Wings.
Never heard of it.
I don't know.
Never.
In any event, here we are. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, it's interesting time here at the old radio station. But I appreciate everybody who listens. That's important.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Got to appreciate the listeners. I wouldn't want to be in politics for any amount of money in the world. I think it's just a little rough. Little rough. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Steve. I don't think the whole stigma of the DUI is there like it used to be. I mean, we have a person in the office of president that's a convicted felon. I think if you look at... if you look at people in public office, or if you look at people in general, you know, the majority or a good share, I won't say majority, a good share of people that are under the, that have to take drug testing and stuff like that, you know, alcohol is the legal buzz. So, you know, if you look at the personal files of police officers, fire department, contractors, you know, everybody in public office, there's a lot of people with alcohol-related issues. Former judges, current judges, former state highway patrol, you know, it's very common. So I don't think it just carries the stigma. I think, and one of the things that, you know, I encouraged Robert Landon was to, you know, own your past. Own the roads that you've been down. Because, you know, knowledge is power, and especially when you're entering the political realm, it's going to be used against you. I mean, and even in a primary, your own party will use it against you. But then, you know, the person gets picked, and then everybody's buddies again. But, you know, my approach has always been to, you know, put your story out there. You know, there's some people that, you know, have their records sealed. That's their prerogative. I think if you're going to be in public office and hiding your record, especially in a small town, I think that's counterproductive. I think it's disingenuous. As I said, I think, and I recommend it to Robert Landon, you know, when people ask you about the mistakes you've made or they've asked you what you've done right and wrong, you know, instead of doing a knee-jerk reaction, you know, welcome the question. Welcome the opportunity to say, you know, here's the roads that I've traveled. Here's the path that I've seen, and which makes me more relatable to not just these people, but to you and you and you, because so many people out in society have had these issues and go through these issues. So if you have an understanding and you have more of a, you know, everyman approach, whether you're woman or, you know, man, but I think owning who you are and taking the paths that you've been down as teachings and learning from your mistakes and your successes. You know, it's not an either-or thing. You're not going to find people who are perfect. You're not going to find people who are all bad. I mean, you know, I think even in the most quote-unquote evil person, if you delve into their life, you'll find qualities of good about them. So that would be my thing. And I just, like I said, I don't think the whole DUI thing, you know, will even carry the weight that they think they are.
Well, you know, everybody's got some good to them. Everybody's got some bad to them. Everybody's made a mistake. If you haven't made a mistake, you're perfect. And I don't know many perfect people.
Right, and aren't we all, I mean, don't we go from, we being, you know, whatever administration or whatever, don't we go from pointing the fingers, and I said this last time I called it, it seems like we point the fingers at those previous, and then when we get caught doing similar stuff, the same stuff, or worse stuff, then it turns out to be, well, everybody does it, you know? So, I guess my approach, again, and my suggestion to Wesley or any of them is own who you are. Let the people really see who you are. Admit your mistakes. Admit your successes. and you know, let the public really decide and trust them. I mean, you know, just by hiding who you are, just by sealing your records and running for public office is disingenuous, and you're hiding the truth, you know?
Well, so. Yeah, and we'll see what happens. Thanks.
All right, bud.
And again, I'm not really sure if, I don't know if this is a true statement or not, just to be clear. I don't know if she has any kind of record.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about the record. But I don't know. I think DUIs still carry, you know, some way. I mean, it was, I mean, maybe I just am misrecalling, but I seem to recall that when Mr. Murphy got the job as superintendent, people were very upset.
Very big deal. But I don't know. Like I said, I don't go leafing through people's criminal records. And so I don't even know if this is true. So I can't represent it as truth. All I'm saying is if we're having a conversation about DUIs, that is used against a lot of politicians. And that is used against a lot of people. And it's seen very personally. Let's put it that way. It's seen as a very personal issue. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I have three little things I want to ask you.
Oh, go ahead.
Number one, the Night Moves bus just went past, and what in the world would they have paid to decorate that sucker up?
Quite a bit for that.
And who are they going to sell it to? Can they just peel all that crap off? I mean, it's quite the bus.
It is quite the bus. It cost a bit.
Okay, my second question, whatever happened with Chuck Spielman?
Well, he retired. I think they let him retire from Tri Rivers, and I think basically he's just went off into retirement now.
Well, bless his heart. He done his
That was an alcohol issue.
The country.
Yeah.
My third thing is, when are the scam calls going to stop? I probably get... Oh, in February and March, I probably got at least a dozen every day, if not more. And I'm still getting them.
Oh, me too.
At least five a day.
I get them up until probably 8 o'clock at night, which is unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I even get them Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Well, by the way, we do have the number. The Night Moves bus to decorate it costs $6,000.
That's all?
Yeah.
You must have got a
deal.
City discount.
Well,
I'm not telling you, there's not a spot on that bus ain't got a decal on it.
Well, isn't it interesting, though? We haven't talked a whole lot about it today, but here we are, April the 10th. The plan's got to be due to the state sometime soon, and we still have heard nothing about the elimination of curbside recycling or the raising of the bus fares.
In the first place, Scott, think, why in the world in all these years hasn't any of those prices been raised? I mean, for 14 years, the price of gas has come and gone, the wages has come, the benefits fees come, and all. Why haven't they ever raised them before this? And the second thing I got to say is we are in hard times. Why are they struggling to save the swimming pool?
Well, I think, by the way...
Who all does that swimming pool affect?
Well,
and who all does the curbside recycling affect?
Well, here's the I think... Well, by the way, the total cost of the bus, I guess, with licensing and everything, was $8,500, so the price just jumped up a little bit there. But I think the pool is a feel-good thing, and I think... The pool being closed for an entire hot summer, which I think a lot of people are forecasting this to be, would be it's kind of an ominous sign, much like the end of curbside recycling is an ominous sign that it's a very visual thing.
That's bull, Scott. That is just bull. Because why would the kids or the moms and dads that goes to the pool... Knowing the situation that the stupid city is in, the last thing I'd worry about is keeping the swimming pool open.
Well, I think it's for that. I think most people probably don't follow it, obviously, as closely as some of us do, and a lot of people take their kids to that pool every summer, and I don't think that the city wants the phone to ring off the hook every day. Why isn't the pool open? And
okay,
the answer
closed it for COVID. and everybody survived.
Right,
we
but
can't
I think
afford the pool.
But I think the city could get. They didn't have to take the blame for that one. They could say we can't open.
Let's be adults.
Can you
if
imagine
you your house, Scott? If you had a swimming pool at your house and you needed a new roof, where would your priorities be?
Right, but what I'm saying is, to the parents of these kids who now can't take their kids to the pool in Marion,
turn on the dang garden hose.
Well, yeah, but if you're trying to get votes and you're the mayor, do you want to be fielding those calls for 3 months saying,
Scott, it's going to take more than the swimming pool to keep to get him votes.
Well, I don't know.
They're in a mess, and since January, have we heard one thing except we're going to do away with recycling and we're going to open the pool? What else?
A sanitation rate hike, wastewater hike,
and that should have all been as a regular for the last 14 years, because the salaries or the wages went up, which meant that your contributions to the retirement funds all went up. Why wouldn't anyone, of course you can't do anything about, as you say, unringing the bell, but that just doesn't make a lick of sense. Don't go blaming it on to the auditor, and don't go blaming it on to whoever, because it's just crap.
Well,
it was the board that should have been looking at the whole picture, not just not wanting to raise the rates because I'll lose a vote. That's just crap.
Well, it's an interesting point. We have to go to break, but thanks for calling.
Hey, you have a good one. We'll keep on keeping on.
We'll keep on keeping on, and we'll keep on keeping on right after this short but important break. Don't go anywhere. You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, that's too modest.